I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The eyes of the chess world are on St. Louis, Missouri. That's right, the city best known to most of us for baseball, and Budweiser is currently hosting what organizers say is the strongest tournament in the history of chess ever. It's called the Sinkfield Cup, and according to chess insiders, this tournament really is worthy of the hype. I asked Ben Feingold, a grandmaster from St. Louis, to give us the lowdown.
This is the strongest chess tournament of all time, actually. It's the highest rated. We have the world chess champion, we have the number one American player, and of the six players that are participating, they're all in the top 10 in the world. So it's very exciting for everybody here in St. Louis.
And among those is the LeBron James of chess, a guy named Magnus Carlsen of Norway. How old is he and what makes him so good?
I wish I knew what made him so good so that I could do it. he's 23 years old, and I think he turns 24 later in the year. What makes him so good? He actually has quite a different style than a lot of the other world-class players. He doesn't like to have a lot of preparation for his game where he's basically trying to memorize more than his opponent. He's trying to make the game go its own way very early and then outplay his opponent with his superior skill. So a lot of the times early in the game, we see positions we haven't seen before, and somehow Magnus seems to play those positions better than other grandmasters. And I think for the most part, the top players in the world like to have, one third or half of the game memorized before they play it, so they feel very comfortable. And Magnus takes them out of their comfort zone, and he's very skilled at doing that.
And he's not some frumpy nerd in a cardigan, is he? He's got swagger, this guy.
No, he's, he actually likes sports quite a bit. And even during a tournament, you can see him playing golf or tennis or basketball or jogging. And he's a fashion model. He's on television. He's a world traveler. He's played chess with Bill Gates. the guy's a real go-getter.
Funnily, he's not the main story coming out of St. Louis. The big news is about the play of a young Italian chess master named Fabiano Caruana. What's he doing?
Actually, he's an Italian-American. He was born in America and lived here until he was about 12 or 13. And he moved to Europe basically to improve his chess and play in a lot of strong European events. He's been, I'd say in the last year or two, one of the top 5 or 10 players in the world, but this is like his coming out tournament. He's having what I would consider the greatest tournament in history, and clearly everybody agrees it's a big shock. He's 6 out of 6, which is, at this level, is unheard of, and it's very surprising not only to the players who are watching, but to Fabiano himself. So it's very exciting that we not only have the world's strongest player, Magnus Carlsen, but we have somebody who's doing what has never been done before, winning all of their games at a level where at least half the games are draws because the players are so strong. So to not lose a game and to not draw a game at this point is just phenomenal.
And 6 wins in a row, that's not typical, I gather.
Maybe once every 20 or 30 years it happens. Especially this is the strongest tournament of all time. If you told me that somebody had 6 wins in a row to start, even if it was Magnus, there's basically a less than 0.01% chance that would happen. So we're all mystified at what's going on. And it's not like his opponents are giving him the wins. He's just playing fantastic this tournament. So this is going to be really exciting, not only for him, but for the chess world to see if he can pretty soon challenge Magnus for the crown.
Wow. Could this revive, the classic trope of Karpov and Kasparov rivalry?
I think so, because, lately, there's been like Magnus, and he's clearly the best player in the world. But now that he has a big competitor, and also somebody who's a very interesting person in his own right, he's very modest, very well spoken, and he's really well liked by not only the spectators, the other players like him as well. So some of the players can be off-putting, and they're very competitive, and sometimes there were big arguments in the Karpov-Kasparov era. But these players are a little bit more friendly and very spectator-friendly. So it's really great for everybody that these are the two best players in the world right now. And we could see a great rivalry, coming up soon.
Have you had the chance as a grandmaster to play either Caruana or Carlsen?
Well, it's funny. I haven't played these players lately. I did play Fabiano in Philadelphia about 10 years ago when he was a young master, and I ended up winning the game. But basically, the top players in the world are mainly playing against each other. And I'm a grandmaster, but I'm not one of the world's best grandmasters, so it's very unlikely that I would face them in competition. So you got to beat them when they're young. A lot of these grandmasters played a lot of chess when they were beginners and upcoming. So that's when you're supposed to beat them. And then you could just watch them and be in awe later in their careers.
You know, Ben, I noticed a couple of times during this interview, you mentioned kind of the history-making quality of what's happening there in St. Louis. When it's all over, do you think history will be made?
Yeah, I mean, it's very unlikely that Fabiano will go 10-0. That would still be crazy. So I think it is going to be history-making in the fact that we're going to see two players, Magnus and Fabiano, like fighting and jockeying for first position. And I think we're going to see a world championship match in the future.
Wow. St. Louis making chess sexy. Is Red Bull interested in sponsoring chess yet?
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that. Red Bull is currently sponsoring one of the players in this tournament, Nakamura, the top American player. Right. And he actually wore a Red Bull jersey and he's drinking Red Bull during his games. Hasn't worked out for him so far, but there's four rounds to go. So, yeah, you hit the sponsor on the nose. Very good.
Well, I had to ask. Who knew? Ben Feingold, the chess grandmaster from St. Louis. Good luck with the tournament.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, full disclosure here. I spoke with Ben yesterday, and since then, Fabiano Caruana extended his win streak to record 7 straight victories. And today it's Caruana versus world number one Magnus Carlsen. They were still battling it out as we went to air, but you might want to check that score later tonight.